snow. Down in the desert, it almost never snows. But in winter, after a cold storm passes, look at the mountains. Their tops have turned white, while the desert around you stays brown. That white is snow, and the reason it's up there and not down here is that the higher you go, the colder the air gets. The very same storm can drop rain on the desert and snow on the mountaintops at the same time. Same storm, same water, just colder up high. Up where the snow is falling, catch a single snowflake on a dark sleeve and look at it closely before it melts. 6 points, spreading out from the center. Catch another, and it has 6 points too, but a different design. Look closely, and many of them show 6 sides, or 6 arms. Catch several, and the 6 keeps coming back, never 5, never 7. And when a flake is built that way, the 6 is no accident. A snowflake is frozen water. High up in a very cold cloud, the water freezes. And when water freezes, its molecules don't clump together any old way. They lock onto each other at the same angles every time. And the pattern that builds from those angles grows outward in 6 directions. So as the speck of ice grows, it grows 6 arms. The 6-ness comes straight from the way frozen water is built. Not every bit of snow grows into a 6-armed star, though. Some falls as tiny 6-sided rods, some as little clumps of flakes stuck together, some as specks too plain to show any shape at all. But wherever a snowflake does spread into branching arms, it always spreads into 6. As the snowflake drifts and tumbles down through the cloud, it keeps growing, more frozen water adding onto its arms. Every snowflake takes a slightly different path on the way down, through air that's a little colder here, or a little wetter there, and those small differences change exactly how the arms grow. No 2 snowflakes come out quite the same, because each one took its own journey. But look at 1 flake on its own. All 6 of its arms match 6 copies of 1 design, because all 6 grew at the same time, on the same flake, through the same air. Each flake is different from every other, and perfectly matched to itself.